Next week is Housing Search Week at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. I'm Stephen Lay, UAF Public Information Officer, with this week's edition of University Focus. Again, university residence halls are packed. Every room on campus is filled, and there are many students wanting to attend UAF this fall who will be unable to live on campus. A number of these students will be in Fairbanks next week, searching for off-campus accommodations, and they are being assisted in their housing hunt by the UAF Student Housing Office. Jonathan Halpern is one of the organizers of next week's Housing Search Week.
Basically, it's an attempt to help students who can't live on campus who may have applied. Many students, and in fact, we sent out letters to over 500 students. Some of them are freshmen, some are married students, some are upperclassmen. And what we're trying to do is solve the big housing crunch that we have in Fairbanks. And we're trying to take listings from folks in the community who might have an apartment or a room to rent, and make that list available to students who will be coming up, many from throughout Alaska and some from out of state, who are going to be searching for living arrangements.
Quite a few students will be needing some place to live if they are to attend UAF this fall. Student Housing Officer Eric Jozwiak explains that there just isn't enough space to house this fall's anticipated enrollment of close to 5,000 students.
Here at the university, we have 1,400 spaces for single students and about 200 spaces for families on campus. And as Jonathan indicated, we have 500 students that did apply for housing for the fall semester that we have not been able to accommodate. In addition to that, we kind of cut off taking applications to the point where we said you can still apply, but it's not going to do you any good, about May 1st. And typically, everybody that applies for admissions and gets accepted to the university, about half of those people actually apply for housing. I'm not sure what the current number is on how many students have applied to the university for admission since May 1st, but I suspect it's probably 500 to 600. So there could be another 250 to 300 students that would like campus housing that have not even bothered to apply because they knew there was no hope.
To find housing, the office is operating a listing service for anyone who has space available. Anyone with available rental properties asked to call the Special Housing Hotline telephone. The number is 474-6176. Calls can be made 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The recording device is connected after office hours to accept incoming messages. More space is still needed.
Listings have been trickling in, and I'm hoping for a good, strong response this week so that our listings can be current and spreading the word throughout the community on radio and television and newspapers. I'm really hopeful that people will offer places to live for students. And one thing I might add is some of the churches in the area have gotten contact from people who are coming up here and who are interested in living and finding a place to live. And they sort of done it on an informal basis, so we're not seeing those folks, but we're happy that the need is being filled with the religious organizations in that sense.
The Housing Office, in adhering to the federal Equal Housing Opportunity Laws, is accepting all listings without bias. Contact the Housing Office for additional explanation if you have any questions. In serving as a listing agency, the university is serving only as a referral service for students and landlords alike.
The university really isn't going to inspect any of the units. Jonathan's been visiting a few listings that are in the paper just to kind of get a feel for what's there, because we know that the students that are coming up will ask us some questions. So we're trying to get a general feel for what's available and currently on the market, but the university will not do any inspection. We will not recommend any place. We also will not get into any contractual arrangements between the students and prospective landlord if a written agreement is required. I should mention that it's not necessary, especially if you're sharing you're going to allow a student to live in an extra room in your house. A written agreement is not necessarily required. It would depend on the student and the family. If they think it's appropriate, then yes, by all means. But if they don't think that it's necessary, then they don't have to do it.
Last year, the Housing Office helped a number of students find placement in homes in the community. This was apparently a successful arrangement for the majority of the students involved.
The students that were living with families last year, for the most part, I think it was is very successful. And I don't have a whole lot of direct feedback except from a few students. But the one thing that leads me to believe that was a good living situation is that I'm sure that the students would have came to the housing office and said, hey, I'm in an intolerable situation. I really need to move into the residence halls or move out of the place that I'm living in. And we didn't have any of those students come forward with those type of problems. And I'm not sure exactly how the numbers worked out in terms of how many people were living with families, but I know that there were a good bunch of listings that we had, and I believe all of them got filled. So we might be talking between 30 to 50 last year that roomed with a family. So that is a good situation, and we would definitely hope that there will be some other people in the Fairbanks area that will open up their homes and share them with the students.
The housing hotline telephone number is 474-6176. Eric Joswiak is a student housing officer for the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Jonathan Halpern is an organizer for the Housing Search Week. For the U.S. Public Affairs Office, I'm Stephen Lynch. University Focus is produced by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC FM.